Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yuma is continuing for Yud Gimel Sivan with Chapter 3 in Yuma, Mishnah 3, Gimel, Gag for short. Ein Adam Nichnas Le'Azara Le'Avoda, a person does not go into the temple courtyard for services, Afilu Tahar, even if he's completely ritually pure, Achiyitbo, until you take a dip in the mikveh first. Now, yesterday in Mishnah Bet, we mentioned going to the mikveh after using the toilet, and here they say it's an absolute requirement, even if someone didn't just use the toilet and was completely good to go, they still need to go in the mikveh before they start their work in the temple. And we learn this out as a requirement, actually, from the rest of this Mishnah, talking about how the Kohen Gadol would immerse in a mikveh, as we're going to learn in this chapter, multiple times over Yom Kippur. And if the Kohen Gadol has to immerse going from the, what we're going to learn, the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zahav, the normal golden clothing, they're not all golden, but they have gold threads in them, and the Lavan, the ones that are pure white linen, so he had to immerse in between those, and those are Kodesh and a little bit of a higher level of Kodesh, one he wears outside and one he wears inside the building. So follow the logic here. If you have to go to the mikveh between something that's holy and something that's a little bit holier, then certainly you have to go to the mikveh between being outside the temple and not involved in any sort of divine service and beginning the divine service in the temple. So now the Mishnah gets into the Kohen Gadol's bathing schedule on Yom Kippur. Chamesh tevilot v'sar kiddushin tovil Kohen Gadol mekadesh bo b'yom. On Yom Kippur, there are 5 immersions in the mikveh and 10 cleanings of, when they say kiddushin, it's they're washing the hands and the Kohanim would wash feet as well. And the Mishnah explains logistically, v'chulan b'kodesh. All of these immersions were in the Kodesh, meaning in the Azara, al Beit HaParva. There was a mikveh on top of the Beit HaParva, the room that was named after Parva. Someone named Parva built it, or maybe they were really into Parva. They didn't want to be fleshiks. Chutz mizo b'vod, except for the first one only. The first immersion on the way in, of course, was done from Chol to Kodesh, done to start off. So that was not done inside the courtyard, but outside. And the Bart Nur explains the one outside was actually on the wall. There's a mikveh above the Sharamayim, above the water gate, in the southern wall of the Azara. So it was in the, on top of the wall, but not inside the courtyard yet. Great, on to Mishnah Dalet. Persu sodin shel boots. They would spread out a big sheet of linen, beino levena am, between the Kohen Gadol, who of course is disrobing and going into mikveh. So for tzniut, for modesty, we don't want people to look. So what would they do? So pashat, he would remove his regular clothing. Yorad v'tavil, go down and dip in the mikveh, all of in his stomach, and go up and towel off. Now it's interesting, we really don't find extraneous details in the Mishnah. So it says he has to dry off, that's actually an important thing. We don't want drops of water to be a chatzitza between him and the Big Day Kahuna. We've also been learning, Rabbi Silber's been teaching in Smichat Chaver about Netilas Yadayim, that drying the hands is actually an intrinsic part of washing your hands for Al Netilas Yadayim. Drying is actually part of the process. The Mishnah goes on, Heviulo Big Day Zahav. They brought him the golden garments. Now, again, we mentioned they're not all gold. These are the normal mentions, the garments mentioned in other places, the 4 Big Day Kahuna, plus the 4 extra garments of the Kohen Gadol, especially. And 4 of these items contain gold or are made of gold, like the Tzitzah Zahav. So they're called Big Day Zahav. So Velova, she puts them on, Vekidesh Yodav Rogov, and he washes his hands and feet from the Kior, Heviolo et Tamid, so that they bring him the Tamid, the animal, the little lamb, which will be the first elevation offering of the day. It's the daily continual offering, the Tamid. Kratzo means he cut into it, as in he did the Shechita on the neck. Umeirik Acher Shechita Al Yodo, and another person finished the Shechita for him. Now what's going on here is the Kohen Gadol starts the Shechita, and he does sort of the basic level of Shechita, and then he has to grab the bowl right away to catch the dam, because all of the avodot are done by the Kohen Gadol. Normally you could have one Kohen do the Shechita, and another Kohen holding the bowl for him, but here the Kohen Gadol has to grab the bowl and catch the blood right away. So he starts the Shechita, and another Kohen sort of deepens up the incision, finishes it up, so he can grab the bowl and catch the blood. Kibul et adam, he receives the blood in the bowl. Zroko, and he throws it, meaning applies it to the mizbeach. Nichnas lahakter ketoret, he enters to bring to burn the incense, shel shachar, the morning incense. We're going to see there's incense that's in the morning and in the afternoon. Well, lehaitiv et anerot, and to clean out the nerot of the menorah. They actually did this in portions. They did two of them and then five of them, or vice versa. We're going to learn about this actually in detail in Masechet Tamid. When they talk about Tamid, they talk about the whole Seder Hayom, the schedule of the daily services in the temple. Lahakriv et harosh, and then he goes to bring the rosh of the Tamid with their varim and the limbs of the Tamid, v'eta chavitin v'eta yayin, and to bring up the chavitin, which is the daily mincha of the Kohen Godol up on the Mizbeach, and the yayin, the nesachim that accompany the Tamid. Recall we learned in the second parak we needed 9 Kohanim to schlep the Tamid and the Chavitin and the Yayin and all the pieces of the Tamid. So here the Kohen Gadol, of course, is doing it all himself because it is Yom Kippur. Ashrechem, Chazak Vruch, and good Shabbos.